council presidents, with school superintendents, with business people, with bankers, with manufacturers, with labor people, with the representatives from elderly groups, with representatives from youth groups, with representatives from the press, various segments of the press, labor press, we've had one, ethnic press, we've had one, various members of the press, we have them from time to time, and if there is any text on it or any discussion on it, I'll be glad to get it for you as soon as it's available. I don't have even confirmation that he's given it, and I'm sure when he's ready to announce it, he'd be glad to do it. But I just say, well, a day oughtn't to be blabbing. That you just don't have any confirmation. If they've got it, well, then go back to the New York Post and say whatever they please. But say, I don't have any announcement of it, and the president hadn't given me any announcement, and he does ask groups to come in. And when they come in, I'll sure give you any news that's in it. But I don't know any point to be gained by anticipating and speculating something that may or may not happen. As soon as he has any information, I'll give it to him. Now, that's all I know to tell him. I guess we can't get out of it this late date because we got batched in by incompetence. I did get the civil rights thing out of the wire, so it's not just civil rights. What we talk about them, I'll have to plan and schedule, but I'm afraid to talk to anybody about that because I'm afraid I'll get right back and they say you're going to do so-and-so. If I didn't think my wire's tapped, or if I thought I could talk to anybody, including my wife, I would indicate that we'd probably have Shriver come and talk to him a little bit, and we'll probably have the science director talk to him a little bit, and we might have talk to him about what we can do in the to make the states conscious of their problem and give some thought to the federal-state relationship and try to keep it on a very high level away from anything that would indicate we're taking over schools.
I think that's about what you'll have to do.
But I think that when they ask you a question, I would just say I have no information on this meeting. When it's arranged and when it's definite and when he is ready to announce it, and any meeting he has, he gives it to me, and I'll tell you. And I'll try to get you a text of what he says. I'm sure there will be one. And I'll try to get you a text of what he says as early as I can. And I would say that it'll be as good a news on next Friday as it is on next Wednesday as it is today. And when I get it, I'll give it to you. And then I would tell them all that the White House said, nobody has any authority to confirm a goddamn thing here but me and you.
Okay, sir.
And I'd keep my people off the phone when I was out of the way because they get trapped. They like to be big shots, and we just got to watch it. Because I can carry some of this, but I don't know how much I can carry of these bloopers. I just think it's the worst thing in the world happened to me that you walked in and had a Secret Service man call Eddie Folliard in and got all that publicity for doing it. You and every goddamn magazine and everything in America, and that all offsets what the good was done. And I thought we agreed over here that you get Phil Potter, and if you couldn't get him, you'd get somebody, and you got over there, and it all went through after it's too late, and you're on television camera doing this. And they all laugh about it. Even Newsweek, the fellow that you did it for, you see, you did it for Eddie Folliard, Newsweek, and yet they come back here and just cut your nuts out this week. And I guess you had Kilroy do that, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
It never occurred to him, I imagine, that they're watching him and going to tell it on him and so on and so forth.
No, we just had to take the chance. It was too late to do it any other way.
Well, Okay. We just keep on. It's going to be too late to. I'd rather not answer the goddamn thing and head it up here that way.
One other thing. Well, the World Telegram has a query at Jim Farmer's office. Says he's going to meet with you sometime this week.
Well, just tell him to talk to Jim Farmer that you never heard of it. I never heard of it. But we can't be denying that he's what he says, and just say that there's no. I don't want to hurt his feelings, you see, and just say to him, you have your source and you have to go to it, but I don't want to be in a position saying, hell no, but I have never heard of it. So I don't know what you do in a situation like that, do you?
No, I just told him I never heard of it, but of course you'll come back.
Well, can't you just say you haven't heard of it? When we haven't.
Yeah, but ultimately he's going to ask me, well, won't you ask?
Well, you just tell him off the record that I'm not going to speak for attribution. I'm not going to say that we refuse to see a man. But the answer is, hell no, a president hadn't heard of it.
Right.
And just because some son of a bitch up in New York says that, the president oughtn't have to get in a fight with him about it. Just call him in by himself and say, now, I don't know anything about this, but we see a good many people. We don't want to publicize it, but Farmer has not asked, and we have not talked to him and had no contact with him at all, and no indication he wants to see us, and we rather think that your New York people are completely off.
Okay, sir.
All right.